Blog Talk Radio.
Jethro, and this is Psychics Gone Wild. It's been a really fun July. Welcome and hello. Starting out with Kelly, who is not here obviously today. She has a tummy ache, so we called the doctor, and they said she's pretty much not feeling too well. She has a little bit of food poisoning, and so out there in Idaho, you guys watch out. This is Psychic Jethro, and I'm out here in Florida, or down here in Florida, and so we're going to do a little bit of working on it, and then we'll get right to you callers that have been calling in. We have a lot of emails today, starting out with T.I. Cross. Yes, we do have the other classes going, and you can sign up for each individual class, or metaphysically, if you want to take all classes for an 8-week course, you can find that on my site at jethrosmith.net on classes, or if you look on my site. I have a new site up that has totems and animals. Please go in there and you'll find it right there. There's a have you been on here, a list of sign-in page. Send me your information and I will work with you. I'm looking forward to it. We do sign up classes weekly, so tomorrow's Friday and that's the best time that I do sign up with people. If you get with me, I always suggest that we start the following Friday. So just go ahead and sign in. It's the perfect time today. Send me your email information, whether you want to do it on Skype, through the telephone, and we'll do it. We have a really good quality group. of psychics on, and we're going to start out a little bit of publicity here for everyone. So bear with us so we know what keeps us going. We are going to have Angela Martin Diggs. It's going to be here Sunday with me, Psychic Jethro. We're looking at it. It's going to be really positive, very strong, and very wild. This is one of the very gifted psychics from Best American Psychics. We were fortunate enough to catch her. She's on a very tight schedule. So tune in. Call 773-897-6461. And those of you who've been teasing me, Psychic Jethro is having a little bit of a problem with this timing. So if you get a little bit of an email or something happens, me and Blog Talk Radio are working it out, and you just got to go in because we're on pretty much on a regular basis. We also, for those of you who've been listening, have Living in the Psychic Realm. I've revived it. This week we were on there 3 out of the last 4 days. And so pay attention to your Psychic Blog Talk Radio and follow the shows to get in. One thing we really do promote is those of you who are buying the healthy coffee, you want to get a reading and you want to try it out on your phone, get a hold of me at 928-284-0437, and I will give you a telephone number you can call and say, I want to have healthy thoughts and coffee. And what we'll do is we'll have coffee sent to your house, a box of Organigold healthy coffee, plus we'll also handle with you a half an hour reading with Psychic Jethro. So you're, for $30.50, you're getting a $60 reading, plus you're getting actually a $35 deal of coffee shipped to your house. Everything covered just by doing that. And what I've really been in promoting everyone to do is catch this deal. This is this is a deal that can be canceled at any time due to the fact that you're getting a really, really good offer. But you have to call and say that. If you just call for a reading, then I will do the reading with you. But you want to try the coffee, you want to try it out, and you're willing to do the $30.50, you'll get both. And there's what we're really promoting with everyone. We've also had some really, really positive promotions here, and this is what I want to really get with everyone. We've got a couple people, and we'll be right on the phone with them. But quickly, those of you who have gotten on to Celestial Readings, she is doing emails again. She's also doing phone readings. Her mom's doing well, and she's back in there doing those readings. And what we want to encourage is to get your birth card readings. Get your charts done. We've got a really great groom. We're picking up groom. I can't talk today. You can tell this was not my day. Kelly was supposed to, and I was supposed to be home breaking my diet, eating chocolate. But I had a lot of sugar, and now I hear you guys got me. So the fun thing we've got is we've got a lot of people in the chat room. Hi, everybody. Feel free to chat. I apologize. I'm by myself, so if you have to call in to talk with me, but put those prayers out there so we get Kelly back up and feeling better. She's really, really a very good source for a lot of information. We were having classes. Thank you, and everyone who wrote the congratulations. Yes, I do. I am a reverend, and I am ordained. I am basically a Christian reverend, and what I really want to do is I want to put out the positive to each and every one of you is what we're working on here in Psychics Gone Wild is we want variety. We want fun, positive people. So if you've got someone or you know someone who really wants to come on the show, has something they want to share, wants to tell us, we are willing to put them on a show, which we've been doing here for the last 3 months since we've been on, and we're willing to have them on not only as a guest. Now, if they really want to do it, and we're suggesting in the four-week period, we've got some really good deals for those of you who are selling books, promoting yourself, promoting. We're Psychics Gone Wild, so we're here for you. Get a hold of us at Psychic Jethro, PSYCHIGJETHRO, at AOL.com, or at 928-284-0437, and say, I want to go on. We'll set up a time with you. We're working it out. We're having fun. And what we're going to do is we're going to show you guys some of the variety we've got. We've got some excellent people. We have been rolling in the energies. We've been funning, and we've been helping. I want to thank all of you who put the prayers out there. We just had a new one right from us from Louisiana. One of our fans said, thank you for all the health and the energies. The test came back, and I'm feeling so much better. The doctor even said that there was no explanation for what happened. Thank you all. From I've been listening in Misty, and Misty wrote this, and I want to thank you, Misty. It means a lot to always contact us. I know a lot of you guys go on to psychic chat and put your prayers. So Well, you've heard all my stuff. Let's see what we've got here for a few people. And we're going to give you free mini quick readings. We've got an hour today, but you're welcome to go on to Living in the Psychic Realm after this show, and I can do a follow-up with you. I do not have that phone number. Oh, yes, I do. Oh, psychically cool. 714-333-3354, and it will be on right after this show. So welcome, and let's have some fun. 727, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Really good. I thank you. We had a lot to get out there. I don't know if I spit it all out.
Yeah, you did. That's great. I heard that you're going to be having Rosemary Fox on your show Saturday.
Yeah. Yes, we've got Rosemary Fox, and she's going to be on Saturday. Yeah, that's one we've got on 8 p.m.
She's wonderful. She's really good, too.
I can't wait. I'm glad she and I forgot about with her. She just confirmed today on the phone. We both live in Florida, and she's just phenomenal.
She is. I've been to her. I've had readings before. She's wonderful.
Yay, yes. We got a lot going on. Well, if you want to go ahead and give me your first name, I'll give you a free mini reading, and we'll go from there.
My name is Pam.
Pam, I'm feeling here that you have some energies going on with you that you've not got everything handled yet. They said you've got a lot they want. Your guide's got a lot of stuff they want for you, and it's good stuff. It just seems like you handled some things that were not so very tasteful. There were some things you had to kind of put up some boundaries here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling that. I'm feeling also, Pam, that you're very strong and you're putting out a lot of positive work towards what you wanted to have happen in your life. And one of those things is you really were trying to get life to start taking in some new goals.
Yes.
Yeah. I do remember. I think I've read for you. I feel a little bit of something with you. I remember I think last time I got a little intense on your health, but I keep picking up that it's going to be something you handle, but I think I was picking up your past thing. It seems like something you've already, they said you've overcome it. You had to start taking a little more care of Pam. You used to put your loved ones before you, and the guys are saying, no more, Pam. You got to come first in your health. Take care of Pam.
Okay.
They're showing me, the angels with you, a lot of really beautiful colors. They said you dream in color, but you've got an argument over there. There's an argument with you in your dreams that you're kind of angry, or whether you're kind of fighting with someone. You're telling them where to get off or where to leave you alone.
Really?
I get that. I get that in your dream energy. I get that when you get up in the day, you're very, very intense, but you're it's hard to remember the dreams, and then you feel deja vu. It's like you and one guide are still working. You and the guide are working out together where you want to be. Where I keep feeling physically. They keep telling me that you've got a lot of area I see in career like a lot of potential. I apologize. Over the phone, it's like without a picture, but I see you have a lot of potential. They're telling me that you've got a lot of areas that you could do and with, and your guides and you've got a guide that's kind of pushy, and you're like, okay, this is how much time I have in the day, is what you're saying. You know what I mean? That's kind of an odd way to put it. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That's
funny.
Good. And do you see anything romantically for me coming?
Okay. I do see that you have a really unique guide here that they said that your guide's kind of playing the bachelor game with her. They're showing me that there's some potential, but I see your guide's kind of like deliberately putting you at the right and wrong places. They're testing you to see if you've got to be stronger because you're a very loving person. And what I'm seeing is that they're showing me that there's going to be, there's relationship potential here, but I keep seeing that a couple times before you've picked the broken wing. They keep telling me that you picked someone who, kind of hurt you, that really they used you.
Yeah,
and your guides are doing that. What they're showing me is they're showing me that they're still testing you. They said they will let somebody in, but you got to kind of prove you're not going to be. It's beautiful because you're really a good person, but sometimes you kind of gravitate to helping that bad boy. You kind of like the one that's kind of the ornery one, the one that's sitting over there, and everybody's like, oh, they're nice, but they're kind of got a little tricky to them. And then, you know, you start giving him love, you do this, and they turn from the nice person into this user or something. And the guides of yours are like funny because they're like, we're kind of playing the bachelor game. But what they're showing me with you, Pam, and what I get is you've got a potential here. They keep telling me there's someone that has been like kind of watching and checking, and you're kind of like, they show me like you kind of go to your car quickly or you go to do stuff. And there's a person that you is this a date or is this coming? They said this is coming. They said there's going to be someone coming. They're telling me you're going to be in a relationship here. And it's going to be, I feel like that. I don't feel you've went out with this person yet. This is a new one. They said this one is very, very congenial. The hard thing is that sometimes with you, if someone likes you, you're a little shy. You've got that old-fashioned thing that you kind of run. You know, they're showing you. Little bit, yeah, that's very cool. I'd like to sometime, we're going to have to get with you and do a birth chart. You have some really excellent things in your astrology that's showing me that you're rising, and a couple of your signs are working in your favor here, but they're also, this is a life for you in karma to have more than the usual energy, and what they're saying is that that's why your guys are doing that. They're like, you're not going to get to have one of these again, and that's what they keep saying. They make it sound like your ex was a little baby. They show it like a person sitting over here kind of pouty, and them going, no more little cranky bears. And it's funny because they're saying it like that. They're not saying it like ornery. The guys are saying, no more cranky bears.
Well, then that's good. I'll have a nice man for a change, I guess.
I feel that. I do feel it, and I'd like to, that's what I would say, yes, they're showing me with it, and you know what? Thank you for calling in, Pam, and, you know, keep following along. It's good to talk to you, and I can't wait to have you on the night Rosemary comes and rocks our world.
And she will, I tell you. Thank you. You have a great time.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bless. Cool. And we got, thank you, and we're having a little bit of our usual technical blog talk. Stop doing it, blog talk. So we're going to go right in. We've got a lot of people waiting. We're having a really fun day. This is Psychic Jethro. Hello, V. Diggs, 1979. How you doing?
Hi, I'm fine. I was calling to see if you can do a general reading for me.
Sure, no problem. If you'll just give me your first name.
It's Veronica.
Okay. Veronica, I pick up that you are, you've got a lot of... a lot of your own strength that they're showing me with you. They're showing me you're a very, I would say take it as a compliment, but they're saying you're a very sultry person. That's a positive wording. They're telling me that you are very much your own self. You have got some haters. I mean, I'm picking up right away. Whoa. I mean, that's just, that was no doubt, but it's a good thing. It's part of it is you're a very, you're not only a good person, but you are very, I would say charismatic, and it's just you. It's like you came out this way. That's a way to put it. The guys are showing me that you are a very much like a child like this. You're a very good person, but you have a charismatic about you, just how you are. And I pick up that right now the choice isn't. They're showing me that you have more than one choice on who you date. You just have to be careful with them. I keep seeing people trying to put you in a cage. They keep wanting to go, you're mine, you're mine, you're mine. And I see you going, no, you're not, no, you're not. And I see you kind of a little bit shy, but you're really also very strong. Most men don't understand with you that you're trying to a lot of times be calm, but you have no problem taking the lead. But if you do, the man's done. They're like showing me this really intriguing thing with you that if once it starts happening in your relationship, they've either got to treat you good or they don't get to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're showing me right now that what you've got, Veronica, happening is you've got a lot of energy.
A lot of what?
You've got a lot of things happening in your energy.
Oh, okay. Yes.
And we're having a little bit of problem here, Veronica. We're going to hang on just 1 second.
Okay.
And we're going to get this Why Blog Talk's doing. Because it just... I think we got that cured, Veronica. I guess they just wanted to freak us out. They're giving an echo. Can you hear the echo, Veronica? Veronica?
Hello?
Hello, Veronica?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you, and I apologize. Sometimes it does this to us. It's just been the most awkward thing that it looks like we've got a couple people on, and it does that.
Okay.
But I thank you and welcome you for doing it. What we've got here, and that's what I would get. Would you like to have a question, Veronica?
What do you see coming up for me in love? Like, I know you were kind of hitting on that a little bit. So if you wanted to go more into that a little bit there.
what I see and I feel hitting on this was I would say you are going to be having some other things going on, and you're also going to be strengthening up some other stuff that you wanted to have happen. But relationship, I see there's like a hold here for you, because what you've got is you've got people trying to get in your business or something. There's still something else going on there.
Okay.
I think that they're not done, and that's what the guides are saying. I also, Veronica, would suggest with you, I think you should have an email reading taken, have an aura one done, like a recent one, because your guides are telling me that that they want you in a relationship, but there's something here in energy. I would like to see your aura, because there's something going on here that they keep saying you've already got someone, but I think it's someone that's from the past. I think somebody tried to keep you, and it's like, I don't feel that you're in a relationship, because I know him psychically, but if I were just to meet you and to date you, I would say, oh, she's got somebody. There's somebody who's put something there in energy to keep you.
Yeah. So I need to release that?
I would do that. I would also do a conscience cleansing, a spiritual one. Mm-hmm. And I also, they keep telling me that you would work with having some other one help you in that.
Okay.
So, Veronica, I thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild, and please follow us and stay tuned, and we'll have some more fun.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, and blessings. Mm-hmm. We are on Living on the Psychic Realm, and this is Psychic Jethro. I welcome all of you who've called in. We're having a little bit of our experience and a fun, but we've got quite a few waiting. So hang on, those of you. We've still got 631-765-978 and 386 to go. And we're going to take just a second, listen to our Jennifer Grimms just for a few minutes, and I can see if I can clear this up, because we're getting a lot of feedback and echo. So hang on and listen to Jennifer Grimms. This is her song, and you're going to love this song. Open Arms by Jennifer Grimm. We just got that little bit of feedback cleared up, and I want to thank everyone. This is Psychic Jethro, and you're calling Psychics Gone Wild. We have half of the hour left, and we've got quite a few callers in the queue, so we're going to go right into Going Wild. 631, thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. How are you today?
Hi, Reverend Jethro. It's Regina. How are you?
Great, thank you. I really feel glad. Everyone was like, you know, you become a reverend. I go, isn't it the coolest? I just am really liking it. I had someone else tell me 2 weeks ago while I was waiting for all the paperwork, they go, you're going to marry us. And I said, I think that would be a cool career. And here I am.
I hope Kelly's feeling better soon. Send her some good wishes, okay?
I will, and thank you, Regina.
I did call in the other day to speak to you, and we were having some technical difficulties with the telephone line. So you were kind of going in and out, and our, you know, reading kind of got a little messed up. So here I am again and hoping to clear it up a bit.
And I love that, and I thank you. And that's what we're welcoming to do. And I've realized that what's happened here is a lot of the energy, Regina, that we've got, I mean, you can hear me good today, and it's a lot of it's me. I'm in transformation, and it's really excellent. My girlfriend who lives with me was teasing me. We've had the most wildest things through the years. You know, now I obviously am a long ways from puberty, but when this happened, when I went through this, and anybody who's read my psychic book knows, you know, all this happened. Well, I just had a transition with my mom passing and some other things. And well, so the angels are really high. So I thank you, and I tell everyone else who's listening, please just call back in. Because I had someone tell me that they heard the squawk box, I called it, and they were talking to me. It was like, wow, 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 wow. And they're like, whoa, Jethro, you know. But what it was the angels and the guides doing that. So sometimes they get step in. So, Regina, I'm feeling with you a lot of energy with you is happening here also in what you want to have happen. Now, I feel that you're very loved there, and this is a unique energy. And sometimes the guides connect differently. I mean, sometimes you're really ready for a reading, sometimes you're not. Your guides are telling me that what's happening with you is you're looking at moving some kind of transitional change here. You're looking at something you want to change. And they keep showing me that, now I hear there's another person there. I keep hearing that you have someone there with you.
Okay, now, is this someone here with me, like, physically, or, like, from the other side?
I feel this is someone from the other side, and I feel that they're watching there. They're partaking with you, and I'm going to feel a little more energy. There's a channeling with you, and that may be part of why we had that so last time with the airwaves and everything going, wah. But what the guides are telling me with you is that there is, I feel like you've... They said you've shedded your tears. It's like you've buried someone. You've had some grieving of your own here too. This has been a couple years though, and what they're showing me is that you are really. I feel like you're trying to get the financial things in order there. They're talking to me, and what they're showing me, the guys, is they're showing me things being put together and lined up for you, Regina, to make the things happen. You have an ability you're not utilizing. They said you're. You're doing this much work, and the guys are wanting you to do something different, and it's causing an undue rest. I mean, you're a person that you're going through a lot of it, and what they're showing me is they want you to be doing some other work, Regina.
Okay. any way of clarifying what that might be?
I'm going to have you look a little bit in the energy here with me because when they keep talking to me, what they're showing me is they show that you're working like at paperwork. I see you at a desk. I see you doing stuff there. And I keep seeing that like you're sitting there and you're putting together. At first I thought you were, it doesn't seem like you're so much writing. It seems like you're marketing. You're marketing.
Well, I work in sales and retail, so I guess maybe it could be.
Okay, that's your
thing.
Okay, no, that's good because there's some work there going there, and I see what else is happening for you, Regina, is as we're going through and what you're getting your other things to happen is you're also putting out the productivity of being able to get yourself together and what you want. So we'll go ahead here and look. You know, for a general reading, I apologize to you. I'm giving you a lot of pieces, but I do feel that. I thank you because you're a difficult one to read. You know, I don't know if you have doing the psychic lines or doing how you get your readings, but you're a good one. You're one that really I would suggest I would want to see physically with you because when I'm reading your energies, that isn't just the sales with you, but the guys are telling me that you have I keep feeling there's a male there. I keep feeling a male that's like watching over you that's passed.
My dad, maybe?
He's a pleasant person. Yeah, I would say a father or a parent will be, yeah, very much, yes. And what he's telling me, the guys are telling me, is that he knows that I'm light. I'm very Christian, obviously, and so are you, but it's like the light work that we've got. There's like, he's there to be there and help you with this other transition because the sales you do is there, and they keep showing that with the other marketing, but they keep showing me that you have I keep seeing you have a healing ability. They keep showing me that you're able to, what I would call transmit energy is what they're showing me. First I thought you were a reader, but it's not the reader, and it's not the...
I'm not a reader, that's for sure. Although I have been like working on my spirituality lately and trying to become more open and more positive into the universe, that type of thing.
That makes sense, and that's why they're showing me that later with that healing ability, because as you're opening to the universe, the universe is doing that, and the diversity of it. They're trying to give me really quick words. I like your guides. Your guides are really fast. And it's like they're going bing, bing, bing to me. And I'm like, well, I can't go that quick. But what they're telling me, and they're saying real quick and real positive with you, is that it's going to come together and it's going to be, I keep seeing you marking some of your own things, some of your own quality. You do have a creative ability here, and it's not the writing they're talking about, but it's saying that you have some other creativity, and that's what they were looking at for a while. They keep showing me that you do this, like finding marketing or products with people, Regina, and they keep showing me you as the, they're saying you are the, you're the interpreter. You're the one who gets in between. You're the marketer who gets in between with people and helps them.
Okay. I guess I have to think about that a little bit. I mean, it does make some sense, but, you know, sometimes I'm one of these people that it takes a little while to absorb.
Well, that's fine, and I thank you. And it's, you know, and this is the great thing about with what we do on the Psychics Gone Wild. I really encourage you, Regina. You know, you've got our number. You're following us. We've got two phenomenals. We've got Angela, who's coming on here Sunday, and we've got Saturday, we've got Rose Mary Fox, who is from United Kingdom. She's from England and one of European psychics. And I would encourage you, you're a good person to read, because as I'm getting energies with you, I mean, I always encourage, I'm a best American psychic, and I always encourage everyone to try out the different psychics, because my guides are fine with you. There's nothing like they're saying, oh, run from Regina. But what they're saying is they're telling me you're a good person, but you've got some things happening that your guides are not letting you know all of it. And this is where people will go, well, you're psychic. Well, yeah, I was born with this gift. I've been tested through a lot of years of it. I have a lot of proof of it. But more importantly, what I've got when you guys are listening and you do this is when you guys call in, I never talked to you before. We just do this. We go through it. And what I love is what the guys are doing. And in this case, what they're showing me, Regina, is they're showing me that your guys are going to keep a little bit of this from it. And your dad is there to help you. Your dad is became what I would call a spiritual protector, a guardian for you. And I tell you what it was. They said the love he had for you, he didn't get to be. It's like there's something happened with him and you and the life situations, but he just, he still gets the help over there. He's still doing karma with you there. And they're showing me that you are, I mean, it's like he's saying you're a good apple. You didn't get the fair toss, neither.
Well, that makes sense. Now, you know, today is my birthday, and it is also my father's birth month and death month.
No wonder we're getting those energies. Those are transitional energies. Now you got me going, okay, Regina, well, at least we got the phone good and we got everything. Now I know what it is with you. You're going to have to come to my channeling class and we're going to get this energy. No, I've got you going. What I love with it with you is that, Regina, it is with the guides, and they're telling me very strong with you that can we talk about love and relationship? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have you do a little bit of a psychic quiz for me a little bit, and I will help, because what they're showing me here is, and I'll explain this before, I mean, if we're in a psychic class, we could sit down and you'd be like, all right, I'll give you that. But when we're on the phone, people hang up on me. It's like, no, let me say it all. I'm seeing you in energy, and I'm seeing your heart there, and I see that there's a connection with love there with it. And I feel that you've had and expressed and had things happen, but I'm also seeing a little bit of a shield here, and it's the guys want something else kind of there too.
I can relate to that.
They're telling me that really strong with you. They're telling me you are a far, far cry from all of it happening. But the thing is that this is what they're working on. In this life, you're entitled to love. So they connected, and that's why, because of this, especially with this transition and your father and the time and your birthday, happy birthday, which is really excellent with a, you know, a Cancer birthday. I'm a Scorpio. This is so cool, because what they're showing me with you and him and the energy is this is an unconditional love. So your father unconditionally loved you. That's a blessing in itself. There's so many people really who can't say that about either parent, unfortunately, in this day and age. But because of the male link there and the positivity, he's helping on that other side. Also, the angels went wrong, and they said, Regina gets to have some really, really strengths to help Regina. Because you, what they keep showing me is that you went through some, a little, I keep seeing you nervous of the mirror, like a little insecure. I see you going through a what's going on? And I think this has to do with, I feel like a past relationship. I also keep getting, the angel keeps telling me with you, they're showing me a little more. They're like, Regina, sometimes if you tell Regina something, she will kind of change it. You're like, I don't know if I'm ready for that. And yet it's funny because you're listening to the psychic, but, you know, and this is our free will. It's good. But, I mean, I've had people that I've read for, I have a 98% accuracy. I told a lady, you're going to meet the man at this grocery store. You're going to meet him on this aisle. You're going to, I will go with there with you. There's only one of these places. I knew the town even. I'm like, you know, because I'd read for her for 4 months, and the guys kept saying, relationship, relationship. We went there. We got there. We did. I laughed. Everything was happening. Her heel broke to her shoe. I'm like, okay, this is karma. I mean, this woman's going to hop in there with one shoe. I go, give me your shoes. They're never going to know your shoes are off. You know, we're out in the aisle.
That's funny.
And what happened, and we got in with the energy, and we did the karma, and we went, well, she did meet the person. The person talked. We had a very good thing. And they ended up just being really casual friends. And she told me afterwards, she goes, I realized what all this was about. You were so worried about me having a relationship. She goes, it just really dawned on her in there. She just wasn't that crazy about it. And she made me laugh because she goes, you know, I don't want to share my towels. And she told me a few things in relationship that people do. And I went, oh, no. So I learned a lesson. This is in my early 20s, I might add, when I did that. But I learned something. I never push anyone. So what I really want to do with you, and I want to work with, is I want you to call in with all of us, Regina. I'm going to keep the blessings. And I have a feeling that, you know, you'll probably do a couple of our metaphysical classes and try out the really good thing that we're doing with that coffee. If you tried the organocold, it's natural. It's a mushroom. It's all healthy. It's from a Chinese herb. Please get a hold of one of us. You know, it's a great way to do it. You can have a birth reading from Kelly and then still get your box of coffee, or you can have a reading by me, depending on how you want to do that.
Right. No, that's great. Now, last time you told me I really needed a vacation. You still feel that way?
I do. And I told you, see, I apologize. Gosh, no wonder people don't call me back. No, I'm kidding. Just what a thing to say. I feel like you still have got some other things happening. I feel like the angels are telling me that we need to just let you sit down and just really relax. And I would work with you on some meditational breathing. I'd work with you on some natural things. They keep telling me that we need to get you some it's like sassafras, like root beer. They keep telling me root beer, which is good for your tummy.
That's funny. Well, I do remember last time you told me I needed to get 3 carnations and take my husband in the shower with me.
Yes, I don't
get
it.
And I've been trying to determine exactly how I'm going to do that. So I really want to do it, but I just haven't been able to push myself to do it. Because he's going to be like, what are you doing?
You know, see now, and you're like, okay, is Jethro romantic or is he trying to get me locked up? So if he puts his arm around you, it's a good sign. If he starts to hand you a sweater that ties in the back, run. No, I'm kidding. We got to laugh, and that's the medicine we got. And what I love about it is I do remember, and I know that day was so intense, and what they kept showing me was like a male silhouette setting back and you guys going through. I also feel that this has been good for you. The angels are telling me that you're really getting into this. You listen to our psychic things. You're enjoying it. At the same breath, you laugh about it. I mean, it made you laugh. Every time you thought of what your husband's face is going to do when psychic Jethro, you're going to tell him psychic Jethro. Tell him Reverend Jethro. Or you can even just tease him and say, Jethro, nobody told you Jethro. I just found that I want to take you in to do a shower with flowers. I got it in my home and gardening book that if you rub with carnations, our love is strengthened. Aromatherapy touch.
I know, it's just so funny. And, you know, it's so funny because when you started giving me my reading and you were going in and out, you were definitely talking about, like, somebody from the past. Because I went back and listened in the archives, and the weird thing is I could hear perfect from the archives. But I could hear myself saying, wait, I'm confused. I can't hear you going in and out. So I think, like, what ended up happening is I changed your reading because I kept saying something else, and then you started focusing on something else, and then you went over to my husband instead of where you were with my father.
And thank you, because, no, this helps. And, see, I pride myself on the fact of doing this, but we are human. And one thing, and now that you're talking that and going through that, makes perfect sense. And I've had a couple people hang up on me. One lady got really mad at me on Living in the Realm, and she's like, I don't know what's going on, but you have the phone number before me or after me. And I went, oh, my goodness. You know, and we're doing this to help. And I realized, I mean, you know, if you went on the line and paid me the $5.99 a minute, you don't yell if I don't know what's going on.
you know, because it's like, hey, you know, dude, but we're doing this here and we're doing this, and laugh. Now, our sponsors are doing the coffee. So for $30, you drink coffee, you get to hear me next month. Don't drink any health coffee, Jethro's down the road, you know. So what made me laugh when I had, and I thank you for what you did, is I got the most honorious email. I got a lady who said, I don't know what's wrong with you, but you talk too fast. And you got, and I said, well, I'm hyper. I have a Gemini rising. I'm psychic. I am on a, you know, and I'm giving excuses. And I laughed. I thought, no, whoa, you have to.
That's, I mean, I just kept saying, I don't get it. I don't understand. I can't follow the reading. But like I said, when I went back and listened in the archives, you clearly started exactly the way you started this time without me even saying what you did. Like I feel the man around, whatever. But you were going in and out, and I was saying, wait, I'm confused. Wait, could you repeat that? And somehow I turned it over into like, well, could it be my husband? Are you talking like emotionally not there? Like, and so then you started going like, well, wait a minute. Like, let me talk to the guards. Like, so it was clear to me, even when I was listening to the archives, you were like refocusing yourself to what I was talking about, or like what was in my head.
Ooh, no, that helps. And see, this is that free will. And what I love about it, just what you said there, and, you know, I have a lot of people that say, I want a general reading, which is a really good thing to do. But I'll tell you, really, with the reading, too, like we do with the focusing, you could have been sitting there thinking really strong on things and hear my guides and us do that. And we do have our off days. I mean, I had a woman tease me one time. She's like, you said there. She goes, you're going. And what happened out of it, and like you've got there, is I do think that, and I agree with you. I still feel you do need a vacation. I think that would be cool with the carnations, because I am a romantic Scorpio. You know, I've only been married once. I'm a good guy, and I don't care what those people know.
I've only been married once, too, for 28 years.
Oh, bless you. I think that's so good. I thank you, and I appreciate with it. I've given you that little bit, and we keep going on. One thing I really want to do, and I want to promote those of you who are following us, you know, stick with this show. Check out Living in the Psychic Realm. It's my first show, and now we're doing it again. And we are putting a lot of time
in. Yeah, that's where I spoke to you originally. I came on here expecting to get a birth card reading from Kelly, and you were on, and I was like, oh, my God, I meant to talk to him.
she's got food poisoning. I go, Kelly, you know, I'm the psychic. I know what to eat, not to eat. I mean, I'm an eater. And when
that's
she
horrible.
Told, it is, and I felt so terrible. Like, I'm not sure where she ate out there. She didn't tell me at a confidential or something. I'm like, Kelly, I mean, I'm from food service. I was raised on a dispenser. It's like, Kelly, oh, my goodness, you know. And I've never had anybody sick. I always took pride with it, and I was just like, oh, my goodness, what happened? And someplace they ate, I guess, she's just, you know, not doing
well. I'm so sorry to hear that, but obviously I was meant to talk to you today, right now. And I did, and, you know, I will definitely be catching Kelly another time. Hopefully she'll be back before I start working again and can't come on in the afternoon.
Oh, it better happen.
But, yeah, no, I really appreciate it. And let me let you get to those lines, because I've been holding you up long enough, and we will talk again another time.
Thank you and blessings, Regina. We've had a lot of fun here, and we're going right into 765. Thank you for waiting. How are you today?
I'm doing really good. How about yourself?
Oh, really silly and having fun, as you can tell. Thank you for being patient. We get to go, and then we just can't stop ourselves.
Well, that happens. You got a lot to say.
Thank you. And it's Psychic Jethro at Psychics Gone Wild. Thank you. And if you'll give me your name and your question, we'll go from there.
My name is Margie. And just I really don't have an actual question, just something general.
No problem. Margie, I'm kind of feeling with you that they showed me that you've got some things happening here. The guides are telling me that you've got what I see there, and I keep getting is I'm getting a lot of children's toys. I'm picking up like toys. I'm seeing I keep seeing like a bank. They're telling me that this is like a very nice object. This is something they're showing me from an energy here, Margie. And I'm going to have you give me your date of birth to really strengthen up and see what else is going on there.
Okay, 4/22/1957.
Okay. No, very good. Very good. Your cusp birthday, and this is part of the energy here. What they're showing me is you've got, they're talking about save for a rainy day. Now, this is what the banks are talking about, and that's why I was seeing those. I had to kind of focus in on them. But your guides are showing me things like that. They're telling me that you've got some good things coming up here for you that it has to do with business.
Hmm.
And it took me a little bit to understand, and I thank you, because it's like, I have this one, I wonder why in April, but sometimes they will do that, they'll show me other images. What they're showing me is they're showing me that it's going to be productive, and it's going to be a financial. This is like a, what I keep seeing is like when you see money from residual income, or you see money coming in from rentals, you know, properties, that kind of income.
Hmm.
And they're telling me that there's going to be some financial really good for you later on coming in. And part of this has to do with, they said that you're kind of like right now saving for a little bit of a rainy day, and you're going to do some kind of investment that's going to come along in September, October, that's really to your advantage.
Really?
Yeah, it's very positive. Financially, I see really good things with you and numbers around you. I also see the diversity in you. The guides are telling me that you have went through quite a bit of things you wanted to have happen, and you've got yourself in a situation right now where I keep seeing like that. It looks to me like you're going ahead and having some relationships or romantic. They're showing me candles. They show me a table set. They show me, you know, like a couple here in August.
Really?
Yeah, that's very positive in August. They're showing me like a very, very nice dinner. Most of the time I always see other stuff, but they're showing me that are very positive with you. They said you've kind of earned that. They said you've earned some of that, the love back in your life. You've been working way hard. This must be my working day. I'm getting all the workers, all the people that are just working yourself. What is going on?
Yes, I have worked a lot.
Yes, you have. You've got your clock punched in. It's time for some fun.
Good, I'm ready for some fun.
Oh, I love it, Margie. You called Psychics Gone Wild, and we are. And if you call that,
I called the right show.
You called the right show. And what they're telling me, the angels with you, as we're looking at it and we're getting the energy to go here, Margie, is that they keep showing me that they're not showing. They're showing me that you have people that love you, but they're like, they're like friends who love you. They're trying to, they care for you, and they're there. And I keep feeling like they're trying to pull in. It's like I feel like that you've got people that care, but you've got, like there's a spot missing in your life with this. I keep feeling like you're looking, and they're trying to, they're putting in some other people. They're like saying that you have people that love you. I feel like there's really close people. They're more like, they've adopted you. They're like your friends that adopted you. They love you like that.
Hmm.
And they're showing me that there're going to be some more new transitional people coming in there a little bit. And you, I mean, your work, you're right about the work. When I go to look at that part of your chart, it's like work, people, positive. I mean, it's just like it looks like a poker table with all the things stacked over there. It's like, man, there's all these chips. It's, you know, well, Margie, when I look over here, they're like, here's a few and here's a good thing. And they're like, this is going to be a real positive. And they said that you are going to be working again, doing some other, it's like, what I keep feeling is they keep showing me you have a very beautiful feline totem, and they said you're going to be working pretty much with that, helping you overcome some of the sleep. It's like they keep showing me that sometimes with you in sleep, you don't get enough sleep.
Hmm.
Tell me sleep is really would be something that, it's like you, oh.
Huh. No, I haven't been sleeping that well. I don't know why. I just thought it was.
They're telling me that, and they're saying that. That's what they're saying, and they said it's going to help you. And I would really positive suggest some lavender, some other geranium in the room, the nose in the ring with therapy. You know, I just put a little bit on the light. Light your light for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and, you know, turn it off and go. You'll smell that in the room. They're showing me lavender really good with you. And part of it is your it's like you when you go in to lay down, that's what they're saying. You've got so much of this energy, and you're ascending. You're really very more gifted than you realize. Your energy's really working in that energy for you.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm. Cause see, I've always thought that. Well, I've listened to some other shows, and
no.
I know they ask, you know, people sometimes to send healing energy, like to people who are having a hard time and stuff like that. And I tried doing it sometimes, and I don't know if it actually works or not. I just know my hands get really, really warm when I do it. So, you know,
there's your,
I'm doing
anything
or not, you know.
I feel your, well, and there's your ability. There's your energies, too, with it. You're a very strong conduit, and that's why they're not sleeping. You're a natural, like Reiki, a natural laying on hand, therapeutic touch. Reiki 1 and 2 with you, you pretty much would just be kind of remembering. They're also telling me, this is ironic, you know, I got to tell you, I keep seeing it like a mountain lion with you. You were, in a past life, you were a healer. You're remembering. You were a medicine woman. You were very gifted, and you were really good with people. And they're telling me this real strong with you. And that's when those hands are doing that. That's the energy. They keep showing me that in this life, you know, it'd be like remembering it again. You already are doing that other energy. That's why they keep showing me with the pineal gland, and I would have you take some of the metaphysical class to remember, because you are a natural healer, because you did it before, and in this life, that's part of where you've got like a conduit of energy just going wong through you and telling me that you're not done with this other stuff. It's like on the other side, I keep seeing a lot of Native American. I mean, I don't know if you probably knew, I have Blackfoot in my family, and what's really intense to me is I keep seeing a beautiful area with you, and I keep seeing what they call the twisted hairs up in the Dakotas. You're very strong with them, and you were a healing woman. You were very, very much a medicine woman, and that mountain lion is still with you as a totem. I mean, I wouldn't, you know, it's like with you, you know, you have that totem there, and you're very gifted. You're very strong medicine. They keep telling me that it's real close with you.
Huh. Wow, that's awesome.
Well, thank you, and I bless you. Please come back in, and come in when Kelly's on, and you get her to do the birth card readings. Right now she's got a tummy ache.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's too bad.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she gets better. I know she will.
Thank you, and thank you for calling in. This is Living in the Psychic Gone Wild. I got the shows mixed up. I ate a dessert today. I'm really a good, healthy person, and today they talked me into this dessert, and it's peanut butter cookies with Oreo. You put peanut butter cookie dough on the bottom, and then you put Oreo cookies in the middle, and then you cover it with brownie mix and bake it for half an hour and then eat it.
And oh, my. That would give me a tummy ache.
I feel great, but I think the sugar level right now, I think I could probably get stopped if I drove a car. It's just, like, really crazy. And I just went, oh, no. But, you know, I'm usually really, everyone knows with me, I'm very, very healthy. I take and do a lot of with what I do. But the chocolate, I crave it. And when they gave us this recipe, I tried it out. And I realized that when Kelly called, I think I should have said, well, Kelly, I'm a little more than silly, because it's just been like a sugar buzz. You know, I've got obviously a little bit of a buzz here.
And see, I don't really like chocolate that well.
Oh, man. I will wrestle for chocolate. I like the psychic wrestler.
I'll give you what I don't eat. There you go.
There you go. And my address is, no, but I do. I love chocolate. Well, I'm glad you called it, and bless you, and continue to follow us on Psychics Gone Wild. We have fun every day, and tune in to Living in the Psychic Realm if you have a little time this afternoon.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, and bless you. We're going into the energy here. We've got 7 minutes left of Psychics Gone Wild, and we're going to go ahead and go 978. How you doing?
Hi, thanks so much for taking my call.
Thank you.
I just feel like I'm going to manifest something, an area in my life soon. I'm not sure what it is. I keep on feeling like something big, a big change, and I'm wondering what you get on that. I've been saying it, hearing myself say it, and I believe it. I know I'm a manifester, but I just don't know what area of my life it will be in.
I do feel it, and I'm going to ask your permission if you'll tell me your first name so your guides will let me read for you.
Ann,
it's like fuchsia's coming through the phone with you. It's like the colors, the strength, and what I feel that's happening too is this is two things. They're telling me that the financial is what I'm getting. I keep seeing you manifesting some other. The guides say that you've worked hard, you've done hard, and now they're looking at an area that they can bring in some financial for you, but it's got to be where you're successful and get yourself out there. They keep showing me like scrying. You know, when a person does writing, psychic writing, or they're basically doing automatic writing, and they're showing me that you've got yourself and the ability and the energy's there. The angels are telling me that this is going to come through for you in a couple months, and there's some kind of financial thing you've got going now that you're going to be able to, like, bring in some more financial from. They keep showing me signs, like business signs.
Okay.
And they said you also know that your angels and your guides are really wanting you to have. I'm trying to pick up the love and relationship with you, but they're telling me you've got a lot of people you're helping.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Care
definitely.
Of some.
That's my role. Unfortunately.
I feel that, and I really do feel it.
I'm tired, though.
I don't blame you. And what I feel there with the guides and what they're saying with you is as you were trying to get your energy to go in and get things handled, you also started really having some other things happen for you. And one of those things that you started to have happening is that you couldn't get the whole thing to happen. The guide said you started having other people go with you. You started having things happen with you, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's like they're telling me that you are going to really go through some... I gotta go through this. They just keep telling me that there's somebody who's not... they're not taking their stuff like they should. They're not taking it seriously like their health. And you keep trying to get them to do it, and they just kind of laugh you off.
Their health?
Yeah, like you're taking care of, and you're trying to get them to do it, and they're not fully taking care of it. They're not eating, taking care, and doing like they said. They keep trying to, I keep seeing them, dodge you with the vegetables. They're showing me kind of a funny way. The guys are showing, you trying to get them to take their stuff, and they're kind of sneaking around and kind of dodging you.
Right.
And I feel they said you're going to be able to handle that. You're going to do real good. You're a good caregiver. You're really good with the caregiving. They're telling me financially. I would really suggest, Anne, to have an email reading done. Send your picture, put down a couple of things, and take a recent one. I mean, I've had people laugh that grab their phone and click, you know, and then I can, if they put it out far enough, I can see around the sixth chakra there at the sixth eye and the third eye. You can read that energy, and on your incoming, if you do my classes, on your left, on your incoming, you'll feel and sense. I'm sensing that incoming to you is so close that I would have a reader read that because it's coming in. They keep showing me financial. They also show me that you've got some money that's going to do a good return. It's like sometimes when someone will do their portfolio and they've got low investment and then they've got a medium, they're saying it's going to be really good for you. They keep showing money, but they keep saying it's also going to be a very plus tiding for you that's going to come in financially to help you handle some of the things that have gone on. The last couple of years you've been working way hard on helping others. Now it's going to be a blessing back to you.
Oh, good. That's great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, and I'll keep you in our blessings, and please, you know, continue and listen and watch with us, and come in and have one of our numerologists, Sandra or Kelly, do another part of it, because there's something here we can narrow it down and see what all is coming in, because you've got quite a few blessings.
Okay, thanks so much. Bye now.
Thank you, and blessings. We've got, this is Psychics Gone Wild. We're down to our last 2 minutes. I'm going to take our last caller, and I want to thank all of you guys who've been patient. 615 and 404, please call 714-333-3354 because we'll be on the air at 3 p.m. here in probably about 2 minutes. So 386, you'll be my last caller, and I want you to also call that phone number because I'll have to go to Living in the Psychic Realm. I'm filling in for Kelly, and it's been an hour show. How are you, 386?
Hi, I'm doing good.
Good.
Okay, so my question is... I was involved with a man about 2 years younger than me, about 2 or 3 years ago, and it was sort of a situation where it was the right guy, wrong time, and so I was just wondering if I would get a second chance, if I would run into him again and, you know, possibly a relationship.
I feel they're telling me that you guys have got energy together, and I'm going to have you say your first name and his so I get permission from the guides.
My first name is Sheena. His first name is Kevin.
The guides are telling me that you are going to have energy, but I feel like that with you and Kevin, the time is done. They're telling me that there's something there. They said that he does care with you, but sadly, they're telling me he's settled. They're saying he's kind of here and he's kind of settled, but you still have a union with him and energy. I would really promote looking at the other energy with you too. Is that you guys have that? I do feel that you guys are not done yet. You still got energy. So what I'm feeling is I feel that there's right now he's kind of in a an okay relationship. He's not in love like he was with you. I also feel that you're going to have some other strings with him. I'm feeling the guides tell me that we got 40 seconds, and I apologize. Please go into Living in the Psychic Realm. That's my other show, and this one's going to cut us off in about 30 seconds. But I welcome everyone, and thank you for calling to Psychics Gone Wild. But I do feel that with you and Kevin, it's going to be that energy. It's going to strengthen. It's going to go there, and you're going to be able to I feel that you will see him. I don't feel it's going to be recent, though.
Okay.